that's taking place through that service. So come and visit us. We have great things taking place at our ministry. Check our website so that you can be a part of it in some way. Again, thank you for tuning in today. I believe that your life will never be the same again.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I'm, like I said last week, I was thinking about changing the name of this program from the Deceptions of Satan to This Little Light of Mine, because of the fact that Satan is, like the Bible says, is the most subtle of all, and such little things. I'll still be revealing things that Satan has deceived the church, the world. Satan has deceived the whole world, according to Revelation 12:9. But like I said before, it was a quotation from, it wasn't a, I don't know if the man was Christian or what, or whatever, I read somewhere, that you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. And the Bible verifies this because of the fact that it says that that in the end times there would come false prophets and preachers and teachers that could fool the very elect if it were possible. So that makes me know that it's not possible to fool all the people all the time. 1 Peter 5:8 says that Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, if he have to look for somebody to devour, that means he can't devour everybody. So he cannot fool all the people all the time. And due to the fact that we do have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, this is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And that gets back into in one of my first programs, what I said, we are not yet born again, but we are being born again. We are begotten sons of God, not born sons of God. Jesus is the only one in the Bible that is a record in the Bible that of ever having been born again. Nobody else. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, now, you preachers and teachers out there that want to disagree with me, fine. I'm open for correction. Like I said, when I stop learning, it'll be time for me to check out. And I think the Bible verifies that, too, because it said, you cannot, if a person thinks he knows everything, he actually is a fool. So any one of us who think they know everything, but guys, but certainly. But I'm just trying to let this little light that I have shine to shed some light in some dark places. And like the Bible says also, that Satan has blinded the eyes of non-believers. Now, if he can con you into believing that you are a believer, it's everybody are believers, but it's what you believe in that makes the difference. If you believe what this Bible says and what the creator of this world says, then that's what you believe in, what you believe in. But if you believe what this world says, you're going to wind up in trouble. As far as I can see, now this is just me. I'm not, like I say, I'm not trying to be. I'm not a teacher. I'm not. Well, I've got a license to preach, but I'm not a preacher. I'm not. I don't know how to preach the way I hear preaching. I could do it, but I would be pretending, and I never was much of a pretender. And especially when I was pretending, I knew I was phony, but anyway, I'm not trying to deceive anybody. I'm trying to help you if I can. And this is what I'm trying to do. And if you can either take it or you can leave it, because of the fact that I'm not saying that I have the whole truth, but what little truth that I see as I see it, you know, this is what I'm trying to share with you. I don't want to claim to be a teacher, because of the fact that the Bible says don't be slow to be trying to be a teacher, because teachers will get blamed, and I don't want to get blamed for your shortcomings because of leading you leading you in the wrong direction. But like I said, like growing up in what the world calls poverty, when we didn't have too much, we shared what little we did have, and that was instilled in me from a child, and it still is a part of me. I believe in sharing whatever I have. If I find something good, I like to tell. I don't like to get it all for myself, because you just can't do that. If you got all anything that people want, you make yourself a target for somebody to do you some dirt. So, but like I said, if we would learn to work with God instead of so much working for God, we would be, I think, on the right road. Because the Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 3, I think it is, it says that we are workers together with God, with Jesus, not for Jesus. I don't recall, because like I said, I don't write these programs. I don't do notes and things on what to talk about. I just allow the Holy Spirit to lead me, and these things are coming into my mind. What He says to me, I want to say it to you. And I do recall reading in the Bible that it says that we are workers together with Christ. I don't recall reading anywhere where we were working for Christ or for God. But it's just like when you go to apply for a job. I never worked for anybody. I worked with a lot of people, but I never worked for anybody, and I never allowed anybody to work for me. They work with me, because I find out what you want done, and you hire me and tell me what you want me to do, then I do that for my benefit as well as for your benefit, because if I do the job right, you're going to get paid, or you get paid, you're going to pay me, you see. So that's why I say I work with people. I hear people working on jobs and complaining about how much money the company made. Oh, they made, oh, we worked hard today. They took in so much money. They took in blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they took in so much money that day, but they got things, responsibilities they have to take care of, including paying you, your salary. So you want to see the company make money, or you just want to go and sit down on the job and get a check. No, you go to work to be a productive part of that company. That's what Jesus wants us to become a part. God wants us to become a part of His company. This is a business. This is a business. And we are to be like stockholders in that business. You see, God is preparing this people to become. We are already co-workers with Him, but we are to become rulers along with Jesus under God. this is the whole message that I find in the Bible. This is what we do. So now, if we want to be, if just like you prepared, we went to college and I went to cosmetology school, and if different people went to trade schools and things, you went there to earn, make a better living for yourself. This life, as I said, is temporary. It's only going to last 60, 70, 80 years. Some of it don't last that long. But we are preparing for a life that's going to last forever. So why should we rush after the temporary things that this life has to offer instead of preparing for the eternal things that is prepared for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and follow his ways and his way of doing things here in this life? See, God created us all. He made us, and he knows how we operate. He knows how to get us to function smoothly. It's just like buying a new car. You buy a new car, and everything is working, and it's all synchronized with the alternator doing what it's supposed to do, the starter doing what it's supposed to do, and when you turn the key, you don't hesitate to start. It starts right up. But now, after going around, these things wear out. After so many years, they just don't work no more, unless you keep them maintained as the manufacturer tells you to do it, and then they'll operate smoothly for God knows how many years. But you have to keep it, everything working and properly oiled. Put oil in the motor where it says oil. Put oil. Don't put antifreeze in motor oil and oil in the radiator. You know, you're gonna wind up with a problem. So this is the thing that Satan is trying to do: improve on what is all God has already made perfect. Everything that God made was perfect. He said it was good, and Satan is trying to alter these things that God has made. Like every time you look around, you get something that works well, and then the next thing you know, they got something. This is new and improved. It's improved, but it gets the work done faster, but it still don't last. Anyway, I'm just happy to say that I have been receiving some response from my listeners that approve that somebody is listening. And like I said, I'll share with you what I have. That I don't have, I can't teach you what I don't know, and I don't know if I really know, because the Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 13, now we know in part, but then we shall know in full. And until I know in full, I'll continue to teach you, to give you, share with you what I do have, and what I have learned in these years that I've been here on this earth. And I'll continue to love you as God loves me. I can't ever love you as exactly as God loves you, because some of you, well, you get on God's nerves too, but some of you really get on my nerves. But and I still have to go ahead and love you. But sometimes, in order to love you, I have to walk away from you. You know, well, we you know how that goes. We all try to do the best we can. And that's all God expects us to do, is the best we can. And until next week, this is Brother Gadsby, and I pray that you, my prayer for you is that you would have a desire to know your Creator.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gadsby at P.O. Box 145, Campy, Louisiana, 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ, and may God richly bless you.
ready.